Good evening, this is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Monday, October 24th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, plans ongoing for National Health Insurance Scheme. Opposition leader continues to hold Sexual Offences Act as the most significant act tabled in Parliament to date. Jamaica dollar devaluation unwarranted, and Belgium Wallons block key EU statutory deal with Canada. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Get set for Creole Festival at Courts with the biggest BOGO ever. Shop on Monday 24th and Tuesday 25th October. Buy one, get one, 50% off store-wide. Plus, when you shop, you pay nothing till January 2017. So celebrate with Courts Aquayol. Buy one, get one, 50% off across the store. Second item must be of equal or lesser value. Offer valid on credit purchases 24 months and over. Store wide BOGO, only at Courts, October 24th and 25th. Why wait? Get what you need. Shop at Courts now. Courts, bringing value home.
Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru says it is his hope that a national health insurance policy will be implemented by October 2017. There have been much talk of the need to implement such a policy in Dominica, and Dr. Daru says they are in the process of setting up a steering committee to assist the Ministry of Finance in implementing this medical insurance.
We're in the process of setting up what they call a national planning or steering committee, whatever you want to refer to it, made up of experts of various fields, of course, the business sphere, the medical insurance sphere, the health sphere, to assist the Ministry of Finance in implementing this medical health insurance. In the first instance, this national health insurance would have been would be targeting, I think, single mothers. Kids of less than 3 years of age, from what I recall. And we're hoping that by October of next year, that this national health insurance can really be well and truly online. As I said, there are numbers.
The pilot phase of this insurance scheme is expected to target single and expectant mothers. In his 2016-2017 budget address, Prime Minister Skerrit said that effective January 1, 2017, mothers and children 3 years and under will be able to register with the pilot health insurance scheme. Meanwhile, Daru says there are a number of things which need to be taken into account before the scheme is implemented.
As I said, there are a number of things that have to be taken into account before it starts getting implemented, like institutional-wise. We are looking at most likely the social security model. We already have an institution in terms of the social security. We might have to create a new unit within the social security structure just to deal with this national insurance sector. The issue of IT, how is it going to work? How is it going to be the issue of settlement of invoices from private hospitals, etc.? How are all of these things going to be done? So this committee is going to look at all of the logistics, and as I said, we're hoping by October of next year, we have set ourselves October of next year to actually implement this insurance.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton says he continues to hold the Sexual Offences Act as the most significant tabled to Parliament to become law. Linton says he agrees with the majority of the provisions in the amendments and believes that it directly addresses the main concerns of sexual abuse in society and, more importantly, child sexual abuse. The alarming rate of sexual abuse here, particularly child sexual abuse, has been a matter of concern for quite some time now.
Amendments to the Sexual Offences Act represent a very important piece of legislation, especially insofar as it concerns the protection of our children. And there are some very useful new provisions in there that deal with things like sexual grooming, that deal with things like voyeurism, that deal with tightening and strengthening creating stiffer penalties as deterrents. And significantly, in my view, the mandatory reporting responsibility placed on people who know or who are in positions to know that abuse of a child of a minor has taken place, mandatory responsibility in them to report so that the law enforcement authority can move ahead with investigation and prosecution. You have certain professions, for example, like the nursing profession, for example, medical practitioners, for example, who see things and who, because of some probably routine examination,
professional ethics,
yeah, would have known this child was violated. There is a responsibility on them in law now to report that to the authorities.
MP for the Rosa Valley constituency, Dr. Colin McIntyre, has announced the link bridge between Trafalgar and Watton Waven will be ready for the 2016-2017 cruise ship season, set to open later this month. Dr. McIntyre made the announcement during his contribution to the supplementary estimates debate in Parliament. According to him, the bridge might not be ready for the arrival of the first cruise ship. The Trafalgar-Watton-Waven link bridge was completely destroyed during the passage of Tropical Storm Erica last year.
Now we get back to Trafalgar. Trafalgar-Watton-Waven bridge. As I speak, the approaches to it have been fixed. And we're going to be ready for the tourist season. We might miss the first ship. We might miss the first ship, but that's all right. But we're going to be ready. And once we are done with that, we're going to move on and do other things.
Dr. McIntyre says government will continue improving on other road networks in the valley.
Our people of Cochrane, there were free edge failures there. We're about 98% complete, just a little piece left, and we're going to get a brand new road as well too. So the Ministry of Public Works has worked hard for us. The people of the Roosevelt, they are very patient, I'll tell you that. Because in Watton Waven, and I'm sure a lot of Dominicans go to Watton Waven in the day, in the evening, in the nights, there's a particular sort of warmth in Watton Waven that's very good. It's good for ecotourism as well too, and musculoskeletal problems. So we go there sometimes and we get massage in the warm water and whatnot. We all know about it. And I want to make sure that we have a proper road there so everybody can go inside of there, have a good time, and bring some business into the area. So this is critical for us. I want to say to the people of the Roseau Valley that the Ministry of Public Works, the government of Dominica, will continue to fix all your routes for you that were challenged during Tropical Storm Erica. And the cabanis in Fokane, where I hail from, we're going to fix it up as well too, and do what you call some continued river dredging for the people in Lower Coptall, in the Martin Allen area, and do some river training. So it's a work in progress. It's a lot one time, but may have took what maybe a little time, but your road is coming, and I insist that you'll have 6 inches of concrete with BRC, with a rigid pavement, the proper concrete, caught by trucks. That's my plan.
Government has been making serious investments in pursuing a number of initiatives to advance industry and commerce in Dominica. That's according to Minister for Commerce, Enterprise and Small Business Development, Rosalind Paul. Paul says government has also been embarking on expanding the economy, creating jobs and increasing the country's competitiveness. The minister was delivering remarks last week at the third annual Creole in the Streets organized by the NDFD.
Government of Dominica has been making serious investments and expending great effort, pursuing a number of initiatives to advance industry and commerce in Dominica, expand the economy, create jobs, and increase our competitiveness. The abattoir is one such initiative that creates opportunity for expansion in livestock and poultry production, as well as we would expect other business opportunities for private sector development, hopefully to provide feed and example to have our own local hatchery. Credit facilities at the aid bank, you would have heard during the last budget that we now have credit facilities at the aid bank for encouraging agricultural expansion, fishing, and to benefit the hotel and restaurant sector as well, and with favorable conditions, the best probably conditions ever, where you can obtain loans, some of the farmers, even without having to produce certificate of title, even without having a long grace period for.
Member of the Electoral Commission, Wayne James, has denied making judgments in his current capacity to gain political mileage or favor. Speaking to statements made by senior counsel Anthony Astefan, accusing him of being an advocate for the United Workers Party, James says, while he was nominated by Linton, he made it publicly clear that his approach towards the commission would be unbiased and in the interest of the general public.
My invitation to the Electoral Commission came about from the invitation of Honorable Lennox Linton. It was not from Tony Astefan. And my decision to be a member of the Electoral Commission was not just after the invitation I accepted. I had to consult with my family, close friends, and also understanding the nature of work that goes along with being a member of the Electoral Commission. And most of all, I had to seek divine intervention. And after all this was done, I then contacted Mr. Linton again and informed him that I will be prepared to serve. And if Dominican remembered, after we were sworn in, I indicated to the media that the work on the Electoral Commission is the work of the people of Dominica. And I would do my utmost best as a member of the Electoral Commission to represent their interests on that commission. I'm not a perfect individual. I've not professed to be. But I can say with the help of my family, friends, and the Almighty God, and my colleague, Mr. Hilary Shillingford, we can say to the people of Dominica that we are doing our very best as members of the Electoral Commission.
After the ruckus between the opposition leader Lennox Linton and House Speaker Mrs. Alex Boyd Knight in Parliament died down on Wednesday, Attorney General Levi Peter says that he's fed up of the behavior shown by parliamentarians in the House of Assembly. On Wednesday, the opposition leader Lennox Linton and the House Speaker Alex Boyd Knight clashed during his presentation of a motion of no confidence against Prime Minister Skerrett. Peter says that a robust parliament is not a strange notion and called on parliamentarians to approach disagreements in a respectful manner.
There's no harm in this house being robust. All parliaments are robust. This is not the only parliament in the world. There's no problem. As I say, this is big people business, but it has to operate in an orderly manner. And I am standing here now because I have come to the point that I am really fed up. We've come into this house and seen this sort of foolishness that we are tolerating. And this morning is an example of it. I fully understand, that the members may disagree with the Speaker. They're entitled to disagree with the Speaker. But there is a way and a means to do what we want to do.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett has called on police officers to display a greater sense of responsibility in the use of property belonging to the state. Skerrett was speaking during a handing over ceremony of 8 new vehicles to the Dominica Police Force. He says the financial rules make provisions for how vehicles are kept and the location of such vehicles. The vehicles, which cost $986,000, were funded through the Citizenship by Investment Program.
There has to be a greater sense of responsibility in the use of property belonging to the state. The financial rules make provision for how vehicles and property in your care ought to be kept. There must be records of where you're going and when you're back, except for departments that are carrying out special duties, which must remain a matter of secrecy. But outside of that, there must be proper records.
In more news, unwarranted and disruptive. That's how the Bank of Jamaica has described the most recent devaluation of the local currency. The Jamaican dollar is now being sold for $129.19 to 8 US cents as the US dollar gained 4 cents in trading on Friday. At the start of the year, the Jamaica dollar was valued at $120.37 for 1 US dollar. In a counter move, the Bank of Jamaica has revealed that it has sold $30 million US dollars to the foreign exchange market, noting that the intervention is intended to reassure users of foreign exchange that the Bank of Jamaica is standing behind the preservation of orderly conditions in the market. Additionally, the central bank says it will be paying out specified foreign currency denominated certificates of deposit ahead of their original maturity dates, which will add significantly to the volume of US dollar liquidity available to institutions and individuals. The total value of the securities amounts to $258 million. The Jamaica Chamber of Commerce has also expressed its displeasure at the increased pace of devaluation of the Jamaican dollar. And Belgium cannot sign a key EU trade deal with Canada, Prime Minister Charles Michel has said, because of the objections led by its Wallonia region. Mr. Michel said talks with Wallonia and other two elected bodies had failed. His comments appear to dash hopes the set a deal could be signed on Thursday, but European Council President Donald Tusk said it was still possible. This is the EU's most ambitious free trade deal to date, but Belgium needs its region's approval to sign it. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Plans ongoing for National Health Insurance Scheme. Opposition leader continues to hold the Sexual Offences Act as the most significant tabled in Parliament to date. Jamaica dollar devaluation unwarranted, and Belgium Wallons blocked key EU CETA trade deal with Canada. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.